Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
Today we're going to be looking at the subject of speaking in tongues and the baptism in the Holy Ghost. This is one of the most powerful prayer tools that the believer has. It is a tool of intercession. It is a tool of magnifying the Lord. It is a warfare tool. So I want to look into this just a little bit. We're going to start in Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. The former treaty I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. The body of Christ is to carry out the will of God, to do and to teach, just like Jesus, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he has chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them, listen to that, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Acts chapter 2, the first four verses. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. As I said a few minutes ago, we are the body of Christ, and we are to carry out God's will on earth. We are to stop the enemy's strategies. We are governors on earth. God told us to take dominion. So as we begin to see the importance of the baptism in the Holy Ghost and fire, it is not just about praying in tongues and receiving a heavenly prayer language, but it is also about the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, the fire of heaven, learning to pray from the heavenlies. That's to me what the baptism in the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Spirit is in charge of overseeing God's plan. As we learn to depend on the Holy Ghost, as we learn to depend on what the Holy Spirit tells us to do, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and the Holy Spirit has brought his own prayer language. And as we release the language of the Spirit out of our mouth, out of our vocal cords, out of our belly, out of our mouth, it says they began to speak in other tongues. So the Holy Spirit brings his own prayer language, and we release that prayer language when the baptism in the Holy Ghost takes place. Jesus is our baptizer. Yes, he's our Lord. Yes, he's our Savior. He is also our baptizer in the Holy Ghost, into the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit prays for all that concerns us. He is continually praying the plan of God through us as we begin to pray in tongues. So know this, one of the main reasons to pray in the Spirit is that we are praying the plan of God, the destiny of God, out of our mouth. There is a mouth connection in the spirit. It is not just those that believe in their heart under righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Holy Spirit pours this plan out of our spirit. We release it out of our mouth. Boy, let me say that again. The Holy Spirit pours the plan of God out of our spirit. We release it when we speak in tongues. The language the Holy Spirit gives us, He uses to express the plan through us. Listen, God has a plan for every believer, every single one of us. The Holy Spirit will pray through us. Number one, our calling. Number two, the plan of God. Number three, the Holy Ghost will use tongues to edify us. Jude verse 20, but you beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Number four, the Holy Ghost charges us with power, with fire, with the dynamite of heaven as we pray in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost lends Himself to us as our faith allows Him to be activated through us. We are to be activated to stop the strategies of the enemy. Tongues is as important part of our prayer life. It is not our whole prayer life, but 98% of my prayers are in the Holy Ghost. They are in tongues. Tongues is praying from the heavenlies. You are praying absolutely supernatural, the mind of Christ, when you pray in tongues. Praying in tongues will open up a whole new realm of understanding and revelation in Christ. The more we pray in tongues, you can just sit and pray in tongues while you're in your recliner, or you can pray in tongues while you're doing dishes. You can pray in tongues driving down the highway. Praying in tongues, listen to me, this is so important, releases counsel from the Holy Spirit. We say, God, by your Spirit, give us your wisdom. Give us your counsel for today. So as we pray in tongues, it releases counsel from the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? When we pray in tongues, we don't have understanding outside of in the interpretation by the Spirit of what we're praying. But we are, first of all, releasing the counsel from the Holy Spirit. Another thing praying in tongues will do, it stirs up power, love, and a sound mind. Have you ever gone back onto your back patio or somewhere and the leaves are all over your backyard? They're all over your lawn furniture. They're everywhere. You get that leaf blower out, and within 10 minutes, you've got all the leaves off your patio. That's kind of like the Holy Ghost. When we pray in tongues, it's kind of like a leaf blower in our mind. It helps us hear God more clearly. It stirs up power, love, and a sound mind. When we pray in tongues, we are praying the mind of Christ. Revelation is released to our spirit, and we begin to speak it out of our mouth. Praying in tongues is so vital for the New Testament believer. Tongues wasn't available in the Old Testament. But there's two gifts of the Spirit that are available to us that were not available in the Old Testament. That's tongues and interpretation of tongues. When you pray in tongues, we are praying revealed truth. Listen to that. Revealed truth. Truth of the heavenlies. Truth of our calling. Truth of the plan of God. Truth that edifies us and charges us with Holy Ghost power. When we begin to pray in tongues, wisdom is being given and released through us. Think of that. Heavenly wisdom, the counsel of God, is being released through us as we begin to pray in our spirit language. It is such an awesome privilege to pray in tongues. God made prayer so wonderful when we have the ability to pray in our spirit language. Use it every day. Every day, pray in the Holy Ghost. Another thing praying in tongues will do, power is being released. You know, every miracle that has ever happened in my ministry has come from great amounts of praying in the Holy Ghost. Then when I get to the service or I go and do what God's asked me to do, there is great power being released. It blows those leaves off of your patio. It blows out all of the doubt and unbelief because you're building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, there's been all kind of tests that have been run, scientific tests, that shows praying in the Holy Ghost lowers blood pressure about 10%. Now, isn't that beautiful? It's the best pill you can take to lower your blood pressure and lower the stress out of your life. Try it for 5 minutes. Get alone with God just for a few minutes and pray in the Holy Ghost. Just begin to love the Lord in your spirit language. All of us will receive a different language. You never know what the next syllable is coming out of your mouth. All of the syllables coming out of your mouth when you're praying in tongues is of God. There is no syllable that is not of God when you're praying in tongues. You have totally yielded your tongue, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that living water will make a difference in your day. Did you know that the Holy Ghost is our coach in the supernatural? You will begin to learn to move in the supernatural when we begin to pray in tongues. The Lord will tell us to go here or go there or not to go here or not to go there. The supernatural is the natural of heaven. Think about that. The supernatural is the natural of heaven. So when you pray supernaturally in a language you've never learned, it is the natural of heaven. It is so natural after being baptized in the Holy Ghost 50 years. It's so natural for me to pray supernaturally. I don't even think about it anymore. It rolls out of me like hot butter. So as you go through your day today, ask the Lord to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And as I have exhorted you today, our next lesson will be on how do I receive the mighty baptism in the Holy Ghost. Have a wonderful day, and I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.